Recipes. This month's recipes come from members of the National Federation of the Blind of Oregon. Moscow Mule Punch by Tamara Snelling. Tamara Snelling is a licensed massage therapist practicing in Oregon and Arizona. She is a musician and an avid gardener. She won a national NFB scholarship in 1999. Tamara is an active member of the Rose City chapter. Ingredients. 1 bunch fresh mint, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup water, 24 ounces vodka, apple flavored, 24 ounces ginger beer, 1 cup lime juice. Method. Combine the water, sugar, and mint in a saucepan. Bring to a boil and remove from heat. Let stand 1 hour. Remove the mint leaves and pour the syrup into a punch bowl or pitcher. Stir in remaining ingredients and chill. Serve over ice and garnish with sliced lime, mint leaves, and sliced ginger root. Serves 8 to 10. Tamara Snelling says, "Every summer when the mint begins to smell wonderful, I look for recipes that use it. With a patio party coming up, I tried this one. It was a hit." Mediterranean Marinade by Carla McQuillan. Carla McQuillan is the president of the NFB of Oregon and was formerly a national board member. She is the executive director of Children's Choice Montessori Schools in Oregon and serves as the director of child care services during the national convention. She says about this recipe, "This marinade is great for grilling fish, beef, lamb, chicken, or vegetables." Ingredients: 1/2 cup olive oil, 1/2 cup lemon juice, 1/2 cup dry white wine, 4 to 6 cloves garlic crushed, 1 tablespoon dry oregano or 1/2 cup fresh oregano chopped, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon ground pepper. Method: combine all ingredients, marinate meat for at least 1 hour or overnight, grill on the outdoor or indoor grill. Vegetables can be brushed with the marinade right before grilling. Basic Quiche by Carla McQuillan. Quiche is an easy, healthy, and inexpensive way to use leftovers or start from scratch. Ingredients: 1 single pie crust, 6 eggs beaten, 1 cup milk, 1 cup filling, see filling suggestions below, 1 cup shredded cheese, salt and pepper to taste. Method: warm milk in a saucepan but do not scald. Season with salt, pepper, and oregano to taste. Slowly incorporate the milk into the eggs, whisking as you do so. Spread filling and cheese evenly over the bottom of the unbaked pie crust. Pour the milk and egg mixture evenly over filling. Bake at 375 degrees for 30 to 45 minutes, or until the center is set. Slice into 6 pieces. You can serve it hot or at room temperature. Filling can be meat, vegetables, or a combination of both. I even used leftover Chinese food once. Here are some classic quiche fillings: bacon, sausage, seafood, chicken, broccoli, spinach, mushrooms, and potatoes, but almost anything will work. Double Chocolate Bundt Cake by Carla McQuillan. Ingredients: 1 package dark chocolate cake mix, 1 small package instant chocolate pudding, 1/3 cup vegetable oil, 1 cup sour cream, 4 eggs beaten, 12 ounces semi-sweet chocolate chips. Method: thoroughly combine the wet ingredients. Stir in the cake mix and pudding until smooth. Fold in the chocolate chips. The batter will be thick. Grease or coat with cooking spray a Bundt or Angel Food cake pan. Spread the batter evenly around the pan. Bake at 300 degrees for 1 hour. The cake should be rounded in the middle, and a toothpick should come out clean when inserted. This cake is excellent served with vanilla ice cream and a fresh raspberry sauce. Mediterranean Olive Bread by Carla McQuillan. Ingredients: 2 1/2 cups white flour, 1/2 cup whole wheat flour, 1 envelope dry yeast, 1/2 teaspoon salt, scant cup warm water, 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil plus more for brushing, 1 cup pitted black and green olives, coarsely chopped. Method: combine yeast, water, and olive oil. Stir to dissolve yeast. In large bowl, combine the flours and salt. Make a well in the center of the flour. Add the water and blend to make a soft dough. Knead on a lightly floured surface for about 10 minutes until smooth and elastic. Place in a lightly oiled bowl and cover with oiled plastic wrap. Cooking spray works well for this. Let rise in a warm place for 1 hour. Turn out onto a floured surface and punch down and flatten. Sprinkle on the olives and fold and knead to distribute the olives. Let rest for 5 minutes, then shape into an oval loaf. Place on a greased baking sheet. Make 6 deep cuts in the loaf. Cover with lightly oiled plastic wrap and let rise again for 30 to 45 minutes, or until doubled in size. Brush with olive oil and bake in a preheated 400-degree oven for 35 minutes. Transfer to a wire rack and cool. Note: this bread is good with a dipping sauce of olive oil, salt, crushed garlic, and balsamic vinegar. Diabetic-Friendly Oatmeal Cookies by Robert Jaquis. Robert Jaquis has been an active member of the Federation since 1990. He currently serves as the Secretary of the Oregon Affiliate and the Secretary-Treasurer of the At-Large Chapter. Robert has made his own business, Tactographic Solutions, LLC. On occasion, Robert will be found in the kitchen whipping up a batch of cookies or making some other diabetic-friendly item. Robert reports that these cookies, because of the use of raw sugar and whole wheat flour, do not cause trouble with his blood sugar. Ingredients: 1 cup butter, softened. 1 cup Sucanat. 1 cup Sucanat with honey. 2 large or 3 small eggs. 2 tablespoons vanilla. 3 cups whole wheat flour. 2 tablespoons cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon salt. 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. 2 1/2 cups oats. Method: In a large bowl, cream butter, Sucanat, and Sucanat with honey. Add eggs and vanilla. Beat well. Sucanat is much coarser than sugar, so make sure it is mixed well. I melt the butter in a microwave for 1 minute. This makes the mixing easier. In a separate bowl, combine flour, cinnamon, baking soda, baking powder, and salt. Add to butter-egg mixture. Stir in rolled oats and mix well. Scoop onto baking tray and bake for 12 minutes at 350 degrees. Yields 2 dozen cookies. Notes: When using raisins, I let them soak several hours before using them. Adding soaked raisins makes the dough sticky. A cup of shredded coconut is also a tasty addition. The dough is very stiff, so use a heavy-duty mixer. It does not spread much on a cookie sheet, so 1/2 inch is a good thickness. Optionally, 1 1/2 cups of raisins, semi-sweet chocolate chips, chopped nuts, or a combination may be added.